Hey there, Golf Trip Junkies. The Golf Trip Authority is here bringing the experience of the Buddy Golf Trip to life with the mission to entertain, inform, and inspire you with critical information for planning your next Buddy Golf Trip. I will get the 411 from industry experts with knowledge about the greatest golf resorts, courses, products, and services that make your golf trips truly memorable. Tune in weekly to get the latest golf trip goodness delivered straight to your earbuds. I'm your host, John Morse. Let's tee this up. Today, we're taking you on a journey to PGA National Golf Resort, where the perfect day on the course is just the beginning of an enviable golf trip in the heart of Palm Beach, Florida. With 99 holes of championship golf spread across six courses, including the iconic Champion Course, which is home to the famous Bear Trap and PGA Tour's Cognizant Classic, PGA National offers more than just a resort experience. It's a place where golf history meets luxury facilities for an epic golf trip. From the Champion to the Palmer, the Fazio, the Match, and the Estate, each course offers a unique challenge and a chance to walk in the footsteps of champions. After a $100 million transformation, PGA National redefines luxury with revamped interiors, new restaurants, activities, and amenities. Join us as we uncover the legendary moments awaiting for you at PGA National Resort. Here to talk about the golf trip goodness at PGA National is the Director of Sports and Sales and, of course, our friend, Mr. David Liederkramer. I'm your host, John, here with your show caddy, Brian, and we'll be back to talk to David right after we thank our sponsors. Are you tired of the hassle of organizing your buddy golf trip? You know, hundreds of emails going back and forth just to get everyone on the same page? At TripCaddy.com, our brand new Golf Trip Manager app has everything you need to organize and manage a group golf trip. With just a few clicks, you can build a detailed itinerary, set your pairings, and share the information with your buddies. Imagine all of your golf trip information in one private location before, during, and after your golf trip. That's the Golf Trip Manager at TripCaddy.com. Hey, use coupon code AWESOME25 and get 25% off your next trip on the Golf Trip Manager at TripCaddy.com. Hey, David, thanks for being on the show today. Why don't you say hello to our golf trip junkies and tell us something about PGA National that not many people know about.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. Something not everybody knows about is not only do we have 4.5 golf courses directly here on property, we actually have a remote course called the Estates Course. That's an amazing track. It's really good for the people that are driving in on their initial days and also stopping by on their way out. So not only do you have 4.5 incredible courses right here, we do have a satellite course just about 15 minutes west of us. That's one of my favorite courses to play when I'm playing over on the weekends.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's about, what, 5 miles away or so? You said about 10 minutes. It's easy to get in and out of?
Yeah, about 10, 15 minutes west of the property.
Awesome.
It doesn't get a lot of action only because it's not right here, but I always try to implore people to go out there and play it because it's one of my top three favorite courses that we even have. So I always try to push people to let them know about that one.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about the golf in a little bit. But we like to kind of start off the show of giving people kind of the lay of the land. How do you get in there? We came in from Orlando and it was great just on the heels of the PGA show. But what's the best way to get in and out of PGA National?
Yeah, I mean, my favorite airport in the entire world is Palm Beach International. It's one of the easiest airports to even navigate. That's about 15 minutes away from us as well. So just a short trip on 95 from the Palm Beach International Airport. If you don't get lucky enough to be able to go there, you know, International Airport, we got Fort Lauderdale. It's only about 40 minutes away. Then you just, you know, roll up to PGA Boulevard, head west off 95, and then we're right there, kind of right by the turnpike off 95.
And I mentioned I came in from Orlando. From anybody who's coming in from that direction, it took us, what, about 2.5 hours, I think, to get in. Not ideal. I like that Fort Lauderdale option coming in off of that.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, Orlando's a little bit far, but also doable, right? So it's not too crazy of a drive from Orlando. I remember once I had to catch a flight to Orlando, and I booked it over there. So it's possible, but I would probably, you know, give people West Palm Beach or Fort Lauderdale as their first choice.
Love it.
And
especially avoid all that Disney traffic in and out of Orlando. I think there was for sure. 50 kids on my flight coming out.
Yeah. A bunch of happy kids, I'm sure.
Exactly. At least they were happy, for sure. So, you know, you're right on the northwest coast of Florida. Tell us a little bit about the topography and why PGA National in its location and topography is ideal for, you know, the weather conditions and ideal for just a golf trip in general.
Yeah, I mean, it's South Florida, right? So you're getting some of the best weather all year round. We get like times like this right now. We're sitting here in February and we have some cool mornings and cool afternoons. You get to actually bust out a jacket if you need to. But most of the time you're in shorts and you know, sweating it halfway through your rounds. In the summers, you're going to get some tropical feel out here, but you get some great rounds in the morning. It's beautiful. I mean, all year round, you get to come here. When I was in college here, I used to love that I didn't have to check the weather before I went outside. I just rolled outside in like shorts and t-shirt, and I was pretty much good every single time. But then you get these cool little pockets of during the year when it's cool and you get to bust out a jacket. And right now, February, March, you have the most beautiful sunsets while you're kind of finishing up your rounds, which we see all the time during our PGA Tour event. They'll cast that sunset that we get. This is one of my favorite times of the year, like February, March, because you get some cool days, but you're still in the tropics. I mean, you could get away without packing any pants when you come here to South Florida.
That's awesome. David, what about the fall season? Is that you guys usually consider like the spring and the fall kind of the best time to come down, or is it more winter?
Yeah. See, we got a lot of people in the Northeast trying to escape the cold like you guys, right? So the winter is definitely our busiest time, but that fall shoulder season is a really good time to travel because A, the weather's better than where you are up north. And our rates are a little bit better in our shoulder seasons. As it's not quite the peak season, you get to take full advantage of all of our courses. And since we do all of our, aerification summer maintenance, you get to avoid that also. So good chance you can get a nice rotation of all of our courses in those shoulder seasons while also not having to, break the bank too much on that, trip in peak season.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Golf Trip Junkies, I am super excited to get into the golf, the food, the lodging like we typically do and what you're used to. So we're going to have David break this down for us. It's, what do we say, five magnificent courses, four mains. We got the match and we've got the par three. Let's start from the top, the Champions Course. You guys are going to have the Cognizant Classic there. Which used to be the Honda Classic. So now that
yes.
It's transitioned over. So let's dive into that and tell us why that one is awesome.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, that's our top course. Of course, we have the Cognizant Classic used to be the Honda Classic. Cognizant Classic, say that three times fast, almost impossible. That's my only gripe with it at this point. Every February, usually late February to first week in March, we host the Cognizant Classic on the Champion Course, Jack Nicklaus design course, and most famous for the Bear Trap. That's a three-hole stretch on the later half of 15, 16, and 17. It's two grueling par threes over water and a par four where you do have to make a nice shot over water as well. You can see that whole entire tournament blow up just from those three holes alone. So that's really, number 17 is our definitely our most famous hole. Where you're looking out, and when it's the Cognizant Classic, you'll see on TV, it's a full stadium shot. So you're engulfed in this stadium, hitting a long shot over water. And a lot of guys like to come out here and see how they would fare. I heard somebody was here and did pretty good over on the Bear Trap. Is that not true?
Well, I'm gonna boast a little bit and say yes, I tamed the Bear Trap. I got in there and was able to par all three of those holes and made a little money from the B-man, who some of you are familiar with from our social media, and got into his pocket a little bit. But, David, you're absolutely right. That corner is unbelievable. It's really cool, those shots over the water. And actually, when we were just there, that you guys had the stadium being built for the Classic coming up here in a couple of weeks, and that it was an experience. It was super fun to fire at that part, at both those par threes with the stadium being built, and I can only imagine how the tour players are feeling when they fire into that. It's just the coolest. And I got to say, I got lucky, but it was awesome.
Yeah, it's good you point on that, right? So when they're building these build outs, they do take some time to put up and take down. So you get times right now, we're in February, we're not hosting for another month. You get to play out on the course and get the stadium feel of, how the PGA Tour is going to look at it, how it's going to feel to have that surrounding you, which you don't get many places, right? The actual feel of what a PGA Tour event feels like to shoot at. and you're leaving divots that the pros are going to hit out of, right? That's or right. Vice versa. You're hitting out of the same divots that, you know, Rory just hit out of a week before, should you come right after the contest. So that's an amazing thing. When you you talked about losing some money, you brought up, you made me think about one of our newest attractions here, which was the Match Course. I don't think you guys had a chance to play that one specifically, but that's my favorite course here on property. It's our newest feature. It's a course that's designed specifically for match play. It's really the first of its kind, and we really think that it'll be, you know, so there'll be a lot of copycat going on later on. We're just a little ahead of our time with that course. And the match is designed to be played in match play in the sense that there is no par. There's no designated tee box. It's a tee range where you get to decide where you're teeing off from to better suit your game against your opponent. And usually the winner of the previous hole gets to decide where you tee off on the next one. And it's my five beats your six. Give me that money. Let's move on to the next hole.
I love that. Brian, this was really cool. And this concept, we haven't seen yet. Obviously, it's the first of its kind. But it's such a cool concept. And I was talking to some of the people that go out there that are regulars, and they're like, well, some were saying, I don't get it. But it is what it's designed for. And again, Brian, we haven't seen this before, but it's like you and I going out there, we're just going to play match play, and we've got an 18-hole golf course that we can play the entire thing and just go head to head and get into each other's pocket.
If our listeners want to go out and look at the website, I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's some of the topography and the way the greens are situated. It would make for some interesting putting, to say the least. It is really, really interesting. And being able to choose your distance and so forth, that just makes it even more enjoyable.
To push on that also, right? The guy who designed the match course also designed our par three course, Andy Staples. I always say his green, the guy's out of his mind, right? The greens are insane out there. There's a 60-yard final green with a massive slope down the middle of it. There's thumbprint greens, there's reverse bunkers, there's, you know, every green's difficult on that course, but it also makes for a lot of fun because you're never out of the hole, right? You could be, you know, a shot back, he's sitting on the green, but they're three putting because of the difficulty out there. It's a lot of fun. When I'm going out with my friends, that's what we're playing, because I get a lot of calls and they're like, hey, we will do Ryder Cup format, we have some match play, and I always stop them right there. I'm like, if you have match play, you must try this course. The topography out there, the reverse bunkers, the undulation, it's completely different from all the other courses here. All of our courses are awesome, but they're more traditional. This one is far from traditional. And I always implore my guests, my buddy groups, specifically, hey, if you're doing match play, you got to give it a try. But for the people that want to be like, hey, I shot 95 and tell their wives about it, that's not really the best course for them, right? It's really to bust out your wallets and play against your buddies. And it's good to make one round during your buddy group a match play type format.
For sure. Golf Trip Junkies out there, you know, we've been saying this over and over, the trend with a lot of these resorts is to come up with something new and creative to really entice the buddy trip and really have a great time with your friends. We've seen this, Brian, from across the country with par threes. We've seen the Loop in Michigan, which is a reversible golf course, something that makes it interesting and really it just entices that experience of that buddy trip when you're out there with your friends. Brian, it's so fun to see those kinds of things happen. And here's yet another coming across the way here with PGA National.
Like David was saying, the uniqueness of this is very, it's really cool. I think it's just, it adds another layer of intrigue when you are, when you're with your buddies and you want to really go settle some further bets on that course. That looks to be a lot of fun.
For sure. So we've talked about the Champion course. We talked about the Match course. We've talked about the Staple, which is the par three. You've got two other magnificent 18-hole courses, the Fazio and the Palmer. David, tell us more about those.
Yeah, Fazio and Palmer are you know, you get the namesake of out of town Fazio and an all Palmer design course here at the resort. Palmer, you know, historically is our number two course. It's got a beautiful final par five that shares the same kind of finishing views as our Champion 18. The Fazio is probably our easiest quote unquote track here. It leads for a lot of forgiveness. It's a bit of a pretty wide course. Our members love that course probably for that same reason, right? They're more traditional. But you never can, you know, go wrong with those two courses. If I'm booking a trip, if I was going to put the perfect kind of, you know, scheduling together for, you know, a 5-day or, you know, 5-day 4-night trip, I'm coming in here. If I get in late in the day, I'm hopping on the staple course, which is our par three, just to get, you know, the blood going for that day. Hang out at one of our bars that night, wake up in the morning, start off with either Fazio or Palmer. Then the next day, do the same, you know, the other. If you don't do Palmer, do Fazio. Then I'm going to hop on the match for one of our rounds just to kind of change it up a little bit, do some match play and maybe skin, something like that, where you could you know, make it your own. And then on the final day, if in a perfect world, after I've done all of that, I'll end it on the champion course where I've had enough practice where I'm not putting every ball into the water. You finish it off and do a final round on the champion course, and then you've done it all.
That sounds amazing. Hey, there you have it, Golf Trip Junkies. Now's the perfect time to book that perfect itinerary with the PGA National and manage all your golf trip information on our brand new Golf Trip Manager app at tripcaddy.com. Hey, David, we're going to take a break to learn a little bit more. I want to dive into the lodging and the food. So when we come back, we're going to share some more insights. So Golf Trip Junkies, we'll be right back after we thank our sponsors. Traveling to your next golf destination just got a whole lot easier with ShipStix. ShipStix has made getting your golf clubs to and from your golf destination easier than it's ever been, allowing you and your buddies to enjoy a hassle-free travel experience to anywhere in the world. TripCaddy has partnered with ShipStix so you can get on your buddy golf trip and travel hassle-free. ShipStix is the most convenient and affordable door-to-door shipping service for your golf clubs and luggage. To receive 10% off, visit shipsticks.com/tripcaddy. That's shipsticks.com/tripcaddy. Hey, we're back, and we're talking with David Liederkramer at PGA National Resort. He's been dropping some awesome insights into the golf and the courses that they have there. David, let's just jump right back in. Let's talk about the lodging. Again, we're talking about bringing a group of 8, 12, 16 of our buddies in to have a, you know, 4 or 5 day golf trip. Let's talk about what are some of the best ways that we could really enjoy it by staying there on property. You got the guest rooms, cottages, and some suites. Let's break some of those down because you just had a big renovation. Sure. Let's start there.
Yes, we did. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, we had over $120 million renovation that took place. That's actually how we got that match course and our staple course involved in that as well. But outside of that, obviously, we renovated every single aspect of the hotel. So all your sleeping rooms are brand new, our lobby, our common areas, and all of our restaurants. So whenever I'm kind of speaking to a new group, I kind of ask, you know, the dynamic of the group, right? So the resort rooms are amazing because you're literally an elevator ride away from all of our courses. What kind of sets us apart from most places like this is that we have all of our courses out of the same pro shop. So you're not taking any shuttles anywhere. You get to play all of your courses right here off the lobby, which is super unique and amazing for the guys, right? You're just rolling out of bed. You just got to go straight out to the same place you woke up and went to the day before. You can't get lost that morning. And that's a really huge competitive advantage that I have over places, right? So with that, I would always go with the people that find that the most important, where they want to be in the hub by the lobby doing all of that. I always kind of push them to the resort rooms. A, they're brand new, and you can set them up with a king or two queens. We also have a little bit larger suites, so if you want to, you know, buddy up a little bit more, you can do two queens with another pullout. So that's three people in the same room off of a main resort room. And then our other option is our club cottages. Those are also brand new. We just renovated 21 of our cottages. Those are about 15-minute walk. So they're still on the same property. However, it's not directly off the same lobby. But that being said, you're getting a two-bedroom, two-bathroom, basically small home here on property where you'll have a full kitchen, a washer and dryer. And for a lot of guys that like want to entertain, maybe have a poker game that night, I would say, hey, maybe you get one cottage. Somebody's at that hub where you guys can hang out at the cottages and meet there. And then you call us in the morning. We'll grab you from your cottage and bring you out to the courses. When you check in, you just drop off your clubs anyway. So we're going to be holding your clubs for you. And our tournament team's going to be putting it on your cart that morning regardless. You don't need to lug it back to your cottage or anything like that. But that's always a great, you know, option for our guests where they could all, you know, four people, three people all in the same unit. A lot of people that haven't seen each other in a while want to hang out. But then let's say you want to be like, hey, there's a bunch of snorers and you need your own room. I would say get your own room at the hotel. You're getting a brand new, beautiful resort room where you guys can hang out.
That's awesome. Yeah, Brian, we got to check out those cottages and we were there and it's really special. The redesign that they just did And you're sitting overlooking the golf course. You got a nice little patio there. Like David was saying, is that, you know, that's what like a lot of buddy trips do, is they have a poker night or they kind of hang out. This is a great way to kind of be away from everything, but also have your own little cottage. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. The fact that you've got a place for everyone to congregate, like David was saying, is fantastic, right? People can get their own room, or you just get one cottage and then just have a place to gather, you know, following around or in the evening and stay up late playing cards. That's always fun.
That's right. So, David, along with this giant renovation you guys did, you've kind of redesigned all of your restaurants. You've got three primary restaurants there on site and a little diner that is also kind of fun and special for breakfast. Start with the diner and then work our way all the way up to the Butcher's Club.
Sure. The diner is Birdie's Diner. It's like a 60s, 70s style diner that we reimagined one of our old, it was just an old bar that we had here. We reimagined all of that. We serve breakfast out of there in the morning, as well as lunch between your rounds, something to grab and go, but mostly, you know, diner and bar food that you have available there with a full bar, because we definitely want to keep people hydrated here. After that, I would say, is our other lunch and dinner spot. It's called Honeybell. That's run by Lindsay Autry. Lindsay Autry was a runner-up on Top Chef. So we do have, that's one of our two celebrity chefs that we have here on property. We just opened up a brand new sushi restaurant, which is omakase style. So basically, perfect for buddy groups. I've been pushing a lot of my buddy groups there. It's basically a show, right? You go down there with, and the max seating is 13 people. So you have it, that whole restaurant to yourselves for about an hour, where this amazing sushi chef will put together basically bites, right? Chef choice bites, right? The fresh fish flown in that they'll be putting out together for all you guys. You get to try it all. It takes about an hour to do that. And you can kind of expand it and make it a little bit larger. It's 12 pieces, I believe, the first menu. And then above that and beyond that, we have the Butcher's Club. Butcher's Club is run by Top Chef winner Jeremy Ford. Jeremy Ford is one of the most popular young chefs in the game right now. He's a really cool, I always get starstruck when I see him, even though I work with him. It's like hilarious. But it's high-end steak and seafood. The decor of that place is like old-time New York steakhouse. If you really want to have an enhanced meal, maybe one or two of your nights while you're here, you got to go to the Butcher's Club. You got to look up Jeremy Ford right now and see the things that he's doing in the industry. And we're super, super, super excited to have him here. And he's an amazing partner and he's frequently on property.
That's awesome to have a couple celebrity chefs on property. Golf Trip Junkies, I mean, if you're also foodies, these are two great places. I gotta just call out, the Honeybell has the most amazing fried chicken that you can have. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a big highlight, David, you recommended when we were there. And then the Butcher's Club is really cool. It's that rich mahogany design. So you got awesome steak and chops, and you got an awesome chef there. But also the ambiance is great. And what I like about that, David, was they've got two private rooms you can go in. So if you and the boys or the girls want to have your own little private dining experience, you've got a couple rooms there to really accommodate groups set away from the rest of the diners there, right?
Yeah, our high-end restaurants here, like that place and our sushi place, they cater to the groups that would be coming from the Golf Trip Junkie, right? They're groups of 12 to 16 to 24 to all those people. We can put them in a private setting for their dinners. In a few of our restaurants here, all of our restaurants kind of accommodate for that specifically. But thank you for touching specifically on the Butcher's Club. They have private rooms where you guys can make it your own and make that, you know, a highlight of your trip.
Yeah, that's where, Brian, that's where we always we'll sit in something like that. And then we look at scorecards, and that's where all the money's exchanged. Usually mine to you, Brian.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That is fantastic that they haven't. A nice steakhouse right there on property, and not have to jump in a car and go somewhere. So that's really adds to the experience.
I would say that when you come here, it's almost like a cruise ship on land, where you really just park your stuff here, and you don't need to leave, right? You don't need to go out anywhere or venture off property for anything. You have your breakfast, lunch, and dinner right here. Like I said, all your courses also right here directly on property. So you don't really need to rent a car. You don't need to do any of that. But let's say you are or you're local in Florida and you're driving in and you want to go check out the local nightlife around here. You know, we're 15 minutes from West Palm Beach, you know, downtown area. We have the gardens also are here. We're in Palm Beach Gardens. So the gardens is a 120 Zagarator reviewed restaurants from here just to the water. So yeah, you don't need to leave. Please don't. We want you here for everything, right? But if you decide you want to, we have such amazing local attractions as well.
That's awesome. And of course, you know, having that that one stop shop where you can get everything you need there without having to leave the property. I just didn't want to forget or confuse the listeners that the estate is off property. But David, do you guys have shuttle service over to the estate golf club?
We are not running our shuttle service. We used to have that. We're trying to implement it back into it. We used to have a lot more house. You can cut this if you want to, but we used to have a lot more house cars with the Honda Classic being our sponsor. So we don't, as of right now, we're not running shuttle services to the estate course. But for the people that are driving in, it's better for them to hit those on the way in and way out. We're trying to get that back going again. It used to have shuttles for everyone. We could still bring smaller groups over there, but like 12 to 16 guys, they might have to. We probably steer them to the courses directly on property.
Yeah, Golf Trip Junkies, that's where Uber and Lyft is available. Jump in a car, shoot over there. It's pretty easy. Let them get an Uber XL and make that happen. Super, super cool. Well, thanks for that little reminder on that, David. So we've got the Cognizant Classic coming up February 29th through March 3rd. You guys are running that now instead of the Honda Classic. So it's kind of the same time frame. Tell us a little bit about, you know, you've got a really cool program. You're actually inviting guests to come in and stay at the main resort while the Classic is right there on property, which is usually unique. Sometimes resorts just shut the whole thing down. Tell us a little bit about that and what inspired that.
Yeah, I mean, we've always been open to the public as far as usually the local public are here. They come in, they're at the event, they want to stay over. But now we're kind of expanding it to where we also want guests and groups here on property. So imagine you're doing your buddy group and you're also here with the Cognizant Classic. So you wake up that morning, we have the luxury of having multiple courses on property. So my Palmer course and my Fazio course are both running at that time. So you could go play around on the Fazio, go shower up and then hop out, hit the gates and make it out to the Cognizant Classic that day, where you could be watching the pros play after you. And then, you know, retire to our hotel. Our hotel is privatized that night. So the people from the Cognizant are not coming into the hotel after that. You guys basically retire to a very popular bar and lobby area that night. And you get to mingle, you can walk past pros in the hallways because they stay with us as well. So you're going to be in a super unique scenario where you're sharing the property with the PGA Tour and playing golf while finishing up your rounds and getting to watch the final group come in on Sunday.
That's awesome. Brian, that's something we haven't seen yet either. I mean, PGA National is just really starting to crush it with all these different things that you can do with the match and now staying and playing while the Cognizant Classic's there. I mean, that's new, right?
That is amazing that you can have that right there. And David, like you said, being able to play golf and go tournament, that's fantastic. It's all in one place.
For sure.
So that's great. Hey, so Golf Trip Junkies, coming up to one of my favorite parts of the show here is you know, these our guests will leave us with some value bomb here with something that it's a great giveaway. And David, you've got something spectacular. Again, we have not heard this before. But David, what special gift do you have to our listeners today if they call and book a reservation with you and mention they heard this on the show?
Yeah, for every group leader putting the group together, he will get free upgrades to the Champion and Palmer for one of their rounds. So if they're doing a rotation of our courses and you want to upgrade to the Palmer or Champion, that group leader will get those upgrades complimentary during their stay for their first two rounds.
That's awesome. For the Champion and the Palmer, Golf Trip Junkies out there, in order to get that for your group, you have to contact us here at tripcaddy.com, book your reservation, mention you heard it on the show, and we'll hook you up and get you that special gift. David, thank you so much. That's really special. It's awesome. And it really helps out with some of those who are budget conscious that want to come and visit and takes a little bit off their bill. And it's super special that that the trip leader gets that because of the hard work that we know that you trip leaders out there are going through to book your buddy trip. So, David, thank you for that. That's pretty cool.
Our pleasure. Yeah, it's not easy hurting those cats. We know what it goes through, what they go through. I go through it with every group with them, you know, in unison. So I certainly understand those organizers are putting the extra work in, so they deserve a little bit of a break, in my opinion.
It's so crazy, Brian. That's exactly why we've designed the Golf Trip Manager at Trip Caddy. Here's our little shameless plug. But just to be able to help people plan those trips and manage all the chaos of information when you've got 8, 16, 24 guys that you're trying to wrangle. So that's cool, and you're absolutely right. So with that, as we come to close, David, break this down. What's the one thing that you want to have Golf Trip Junkies or our listeners here to be able to take away from this show about PGA National?
Yeah, if I was going to break down exactly, you know, I kind of pushed on earlier, is the competitive advantage that I have at this resort is that we have the best golf in South Florida, all at the same location, just a quick elevator ride away, where you don't need to leave property at all once you make it here. You get to play a PGA Tour course that the pros will be playing, and you get a full rotation of 4 to 5 different courses should you want to mix it up, and some of the most unique golf experiences you're going to have at any location like ours. With the new golf courses that we offer, with our match play course and our par 3 course, and then all the way up to a PGA Tour course in the Champion, you're just getting everything you could possibly imagine all in 1 week or a short period here.
That's awesome. Hey, Brian, you know, again, with buddy trips and, you know, the spirit of what we do here, of just having buddy trips go and experience these golf resorts. And something special here that David's mentioning is just that it's a one-stop shop. I love that. And Brian, you know, to wrap us up here, any final words from you?
No, I would agree 100% with what David said, that is a huge differentiator that PGA National offers, in that you have one massive pro shop, which is fantastic. There's just a great selection there, but just being able to take off and radiate from there and decide what you and the group want to do, not having to corral a bunch of people to go to different courses and get transportation. It's all right there. That is just fantastic.
So this has been awesome. So we encourage our Golf Trip Junkies out there, David, to go check out PGAResort.com. That's how you can kind of check out all the different amenities you guys have. They can actually call and book a reservation directly with you. But we also appreciate it if you come and fill out a quote request at tripcaddy.com and select PGA National. We've got some information about PGA National, as well as we'll have all the show notes about this discussion here on our show notes page for the Golf Trip Authority. David, I can't thank you enough for sharing all the golf trip goodness at PGA National. And I just kind of want to leave you with the last word and say goodbye.
Yeah, thank you guys too for giving me the platform to kind of reach out to our target audience, which is the buddy golf groups, right? Something I didn't touch on that I'd be foolish to not plug would be my tournament team. When you sign up with PGA National, you get an on-site tournament coordinator to run all of your events for you, stage all your groups, where you feel like you're the number one priority here on property, because you are. We're nothing without our buddy groups that keep us, you know, a pulse in us all year round. And we're very thankful for partnerships like the ones we have with you guys, where we can share this gift with everybody else, right? So please, you know, reach out to us, book your trip with us, and we will show you, you know, what it's like to be at a world-class resort.
Golf Trip Junkies, you will not be disappointed. Take that advice from David. This place is spectacular. $110 million renovation through and through on the golf courses, in the pro shop, in the restaurants, in the guest rooms, and it's just spectacular. I encourage everyone to check it out. Golf Trip Junkies, you've been hanging out with David Liederkramer today at PGA National. I hope you've enjoyed the golf trip goodness for the day. I'm John, and our show caddy Brian are here at the Golf Trip Authority, reminding you to don't just show up, show up prepared. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hey, Golf Trip Junkies, we'd love to hear from you. Please share a comment about this episode or any of the others and connect with us at thegolftripauthority.com. It's also linked over at tripcaddy.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks again to our sponsors, Shipsticks, and thanks to all of you for helping us spread the word. Talk to you soon.